More than two dozen of Ukraine's allies in the so-called Coalition of the Willing have laid out options for sending a multinational land, sea and air force to Ukraine with US backing. The Secretary General of the NATO Military Alliance, Mark Rutte, says the plans are linked to a broader settlement aimed at ending the war that began with Russia's invasion of Ukraine in 2022.
If a bilateral or trilateral meeting would start to happen with the Russians, particularly between Zelensky and Putin, clearly having clarity on the security guarantees is extremely important.
But at an economic forum in the Russian Far East city of Vladivostok, Russia's President Vladimir Putin warned that such deployments would be seen as hostile. Regarding potential foreign military contingents in Ukraine, if such troops appear there, especially while the fighting is ongoing, we will consider them legitimate targets for destruction, he says. Ukraine argues it needs international protection. Foreign Ministry spokesperson Georgi Tiki says Kiev won't repeat mistakes like signing the 1994 Budapest Memorandum, which failed to prevent Russian aggression.
Ukraine needs real security guarantees, which are robust, which are really effective, which are working, which are not assurances. They are real security guarantees. And obviously, we don't need Budapest number two.
Russian President Putin has floated the idea of meeting Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky in Moscow, a proposal Kiev calls unacceptable. Yet, with peace talks stalled, the war drags on. And so does the debate over how far Ukraine's allies should go in offering protection. For Worthy News Radio, I am Stefan J. Boss, reporting.